There's no throne. There is no version of this where you come out on top.
If we can't protect the Earth, you can be damn well sure we'll avenge it.
I'm your superhero brother and it's time to get down. I'll be hidden in the shadow undercover at night. I'm a bad I do it tight. I'm your symbol of freedom, your symbol of hope, your symbol of justice for those who don't know. I'm the arms of the world, trying to throw. And if you wanna step well, baby, I'm coming after you.
And welcome to From the Helicarrier, the Deuce, where we talk about MAA2, or otherwise known as Marvel Avengers Alliance 2. Don't touch the PvP. So I am Charles McFall, and I'm just going to throw it. We've got a few little things to talk about. It's really just the good and the bad of what's going on in the game right now.
Yes. So a couple things. The PvP, as the aforementioned, is going on right now. We'll talk about our progress in that. And we'll talk about the new announcement about the 1.3 patch and what is coming up there. Charles, I know that there's a little box in the top left corner of my screen just beckoning me to spend my hard-earned money on it. What can I get if I do such a silly thing?
I thought that was going to be gone by now, actually. I thought I saw a few hours left on it. But there's there's three different kits you can get. You can get a level 10 kit, a level 20 kit, and a level 30 kit. Level 10 kit, level 30 kit, and the Spec Ops Heroes kit, which essentially, relation to what you're buying, gets you those levels and allows you to level up your heroes. The Spec Ops kit supposedly lets you get, and I say supposedly because I haven't bought one, but lets you get the Spec Ops hero you don't have, I hope it's one you don't have. Why did I say Spec Ops? It's not the Spec Ops hero, it's the PvP heroes.
PvP, yeah. Yep. Oh, and it looks like it is gone. I just refreshed to get to the home screen, and it is gone now. It was 5 hours this morning. That would explain it. That would make sense that it's that it is
that's what that
gone.
Was. So, I did.
So hope you got it if you wanted it.
they loaded me up with some gold yesterday, so I did actually went ahead and bought some of the purple points, just because I'm trying to get the 3,000 to do another 4-star whatever. And I was like, you know what? I got a ton of gold. I'm not spending it on much of anything. They literally gave me basically enough gold in that day to go ahead and buy these points, so why not? So I bought some points before they went away. They should have gone away today as well. The extra points and the extra silver that you could buy, it should be gone at this point.
Yeah, and I accidentally clicked that button because I was opening power cells, and you get that power cell that looks almost like the open now button, right? Because usually it's like if it says either get now and then shows you a picture of gold where you can buy it for gold. For some reason, the one for 50 gold for the ability points look different than the ones that have the icon of the gold in them. And so I clicked it, and I spent 50 gold and got 1,000 ability points, and I didn't want them. So, hey, you know, whatever. I guess that's the way it goes. All right, well, let's get to our headlines. We'll talk about PvP first. Currently been kind of hammering away at PvP. There's 2 days and 22 hours left, and I'm at level 9, just at the top of level 9 with a 4-pip win streak, so we'll see if I can push into level 8. But once I cross the 10 barrier, it's tougher. It's like, I get 2 or 3 wins and then get knocked back 1 or 2 fights, then 2 or 3 wins, then knocked back 1 or 2 fights. So it is definitely getting tougher, and it's making me think, all right, well, I've got, those are all 4-star heroes. I'm using Iron Fist, Wasp, and Electro, and I almost feel like I need to make sure all of their abilities are top notch.
Yeah. You got all 4-star heroes, and you're having difficulty with PvP.
Yes, yes.
Kurt Stable says in the Twitch, because we were kind of discussing this before we launched the show, he doesn't believe that there's a ramp up to PvP. I was like, he goes, A stupor, so he says, maybe I just got left behind. I haven't been leveling like I should and no 4 stars. And I said, this early on, it shouldn't be a requirement to have 4 stars to be able to win, to be able to play. I mean, it's such a difficult thing to get 4 stars. Honestly, it's not like getting level 300 in MAA1, where typically you just have to keep playing and you'll get there. Now, this is a lot of stuff you have to specifically go through to get 4-star heroes. And he said it's not. It's certainly not required to have all 4 stars. I only have one. I do have a theory, though. The PvP appears to be more difficult because we all have to fight more. No win streak equals more fights to make progress.
Mm-hmm. But that totally does.
That's honestly not what I'm feeling and hitting here. What I'm personally feeling and hitting here is what you're talking about. It's just more difficult, period. You've got 3 4-stars? Is that it on your team?
And 3 4-star player characters.
Okay, yeah. And you're winning 3 and losing 2, and winning 4 and losing 1, and when you know it's just winning streak. I think made this PvP way more pleasant. Yeah, taking away the defensive losses was great, but man, we talked about what happened with the bug. We started at level 15, and I lost, and I got up to like back to level 21 with losses when they fixed it. I started playing. Like, okay, this feels a little better. I got in, got level 20, got level 19, then lost a little bit. Kept playing, you know, kept going. Took me a couple of days, whatever, of little play. Got to level 18 and done. Like if I hit level 17, right, I get smacked and just one-shotted. I'm talking about one-shotted back to level 18.
Sure. Yeah, and I think a lot of it does have to do with the fact that on almost all of these characters, I've got 1 4-star ability and 2 3-star abilities. I'm looking at their ISO slots. I mean, they're not bad for ISO. For Wasp, it's almost all purple with just one or two things that are not purple in there. But because really trying to push that evasion as high as I can get it. It is just it just seems like it's a very tough battle or a tough way to go. And you're right. I don't think it's because necessarily the teams are that much worse. I think it's that without the winning streak, you're just finding a lot more of them. And so it, you know, time wise, it just takes a little bit longer.
Well, I don't know. I your experience may be a little different than mine and Kurt's, but I gave up on this season when I was at 5 days out and I can't get past level 18. It's not just about, I can fight every battle and get to S. Mm-hmm. That's right. Understandable. But when I feel like I have a broken team, that nothing I throw up, dude, when you get one-shotted for any reason, you're just like, done. Just dropped right. It. I was like, I don't know what to do. I'm just speaking to Playdom out of my heart here. I don't know what to do with that. I go, okay, yeah, I can play this game without PvP, and it's going to take me a minute to adjust to that. I did it before with MAA, back before they had these tournaments and things were more balanced and I had a reason to play. I didn't play the PvP at all, and I was okay with that. And I'm okay with it here going, sure, I don't get Black Panther. I've actually mentally kind of gotten oversaturated with my characters anyway.
Yeah, you resigned to the fact that Black Panther is not in the cards for you, basically. Yeah,
and that's okay. But that means you're losing. Would you consider that a third of the game or half of the game? Because I don't really consider Spec Ops or scouting missions really a major part of the game. They're there as resources. But I kind of consider the game the chapters and the PvP. So for me, I'm losing half of the game.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, I can see that. Yeah.
And I'm not saying it's – I don't know that they need to fix it. Maybe it's just – maybe this is part of the game I won't play. I mean, there's other games I don't play PvP either. It just went from King of the World to no, you're really Gilbert Grape,
buddy.
Yeah. So
yeah,
I don't know. What do you think?
It's tough. It is. I think it's a combination. I mean, the winning streaks definitely help because again, fewer battles means fewer losses. If it takes you fewer battles to get up to the top, then while you may still have the same percentage of wins and losses, you can easily overcome them more quickly, and your streaks go for longer. Right now, with the streaks that stop at the ramping up to the next level, it makes it so much more tough. Now, Costa Dinkin is saying that the update is out.
Yeah, so I didn't bring my tablet down because I have bad internet here in the studio for the tablet. Okay. So I'll have to check on that. I mean, if you have yours available, then yeah.
I do have mine available. I can take a look at it here.
Now, that is something good we're going to talk about today, is their communication on this game has improved drastically. And we got a preview of the upcoming patch that may or may not have just dropped. But at least we got a preview of the next patch that's coming. And before we even dig into it, I really, really want to talk about, because we're going to do a little bit of the bitching that we already did, a little bit of, hey, this is amazing, thank you for talking to us, then a little more bitching, and then we'll be good.
Okay, good.
Yeah, it's a sandwich, you know, it's a shit sandwich. I can't say that on this show. Sorry, Murder.
Oh, really? Can we not say that?
I don't know. We did not do
that.
Right?
That one's okay.
Okay, well, all right, we'll leave that one. But you understand. We want everybody to be able to listen and go, oh, no, it's not a fun sandwich to eat. How about that? But do you want to go in? Do you want to talk about their preview? Oh, so 1.3 patch did drop.
Yeah, so I'm actually going to be upgrading this thing while this is going on. June 28th. Update. Let's let that thing go in the background.
All right.
Fortunately, I'm going to have to pretend that I'm Australian.
Well, I'm going to set you up for this, because you actually stumbled across this and tagged me and MAA, as you said, thank you to them. But on Twitter earlier this week, even maybe late last week, I don't remember exactly when it came across, they said, hey, this is what we're working on right now. This is what's coming. And you said the best thing possible. This is the kind of communication we're looking for. Thank you. It has no reflection on what the patch will do or not. It's the fact that they told us. So
just
now,
telling us.
Go ahead and dig in.
All right. So, yeah, they released this on the 24th, so 4 days ago. And let me say that, too. 4 days ago, they're telling us about this patch, and here it is downloading and installing right now. That's great. All right. So, custom quantity. Gotcha. Okay. All right. So they've got a new patch that is downloading, installing right now, at least on iPad it is. I imagine for Windows and Android it is as well. Let's talk about all the big things. And first, the biggest of the big things, autoplay.
Yes.
So now you get a little widget, a little set of icons to the left of the timeline up at the top. And the first one pulls up the pause menu. The second one is the toggle for autoplay. And the third one is a combat speed up option. So
that's so awesome.
It is really great. So and I'm assuming that the combat speed applies both to autoplay and not autoplay, which
would
be great
so.
If it does. Yeah. And it's one X1, which is current speed, and X2 doubles everything, so it goes twice as fast.
Do you get twice the rewards? Because that'd be awesome.
So the pause menu allows you to change audio settings, autoplay settings, where you can turn on regular music. You can turn on and off sound. You can set autoplay to stop at the boss.
Yep.
You can set up autoplay to stop once any of your heroes get knocked out, so that you can like all of a sudden say, oh, okay, let's bring in Electro instead of bringing in Wasp or whatever, and see if we can save some time there. The next one is skip dialogues if the mission is complete.
Yes.
Now, this only says it's set up for autoplay, which is a bummer. I'd like this setting on all the time,
well,
even if I'm not doing autoplay.
I think it's inside the battle. Right, I don't think it's like the story dialogue where we can just hit skip.
Like the chapter dialogue. Okay.
Yeah, I think when you're like in the middle of the battle and the boss comes out and he says stuff, I think on autoplay it goes, no, just ignore that part.
Oh, that's an interesting thought.
I'm guessing.
Might be. Probably, right? That seems to make sense, that if you're in the middle of a fight and then all of a sudden Blizzard comes out and he's like, hey, everybody, I'm Blizzard and I'm going to beat you up. And then you can basically say, I'm going to skip that. And that obviously... that means that it doesn't pause the game to where you have to continue. Mm-hmm. Number two, or the last one, is combat cameras, so that the camera that moves as each of your characters attacks won't change positions. So I think the big one is like the Hulk, when the Hulk is doing that that massive I'm dropping a dumpster on you attack. It's not going to spin the camera around to follow it. It's just going to be like, nope, camera guy's taking a break. We set up the GoPro here on the side of this building. And we're just going to watch you guys fight from over here. Don't worry about it. We're good.
That sounds about right.
Also gives you a retreat button. So basically, this is another great one, because how many times have you been stuck in these long, drawn-out fights where all you can do is recharge, attack, heal, recharge, attack, heal, and it's like, all right, I want to move on and do something else.
Well, we covered this before. They had one that was kind of hidden. You had to hit the pause at the top, which it didn't really say pause. I don't remember, but it was there, and it would say pause, restore game, or are you sure you want to quit? You'll lose everything. So a hidden quit button, but it wasn't nearly as obvious as what they're making it now.
Oh, I didn't notice that. Yeah. Okay, interesting. All right, so that's funny because they call that a widget. Really, it's the technical term for these buttons where you've got the three horizontal stripes is a hamburger. It's a hamburger button.
Okay.
Because it looks like two buns and a patty between them. So that's all the stuff.
Easy, boy. This is for famous.
The second one was the autoplay button. The third one is the speed button. The next thing that they have added to the game is a new store experience.
Yes,
so gone are the days of accidentally selecting 1,000 ability points for 50 gold. You don't have to worry about that anymore. Thank goodness. Yeah. I'm launching it right now, by the way. So we're gonna experience this all live together. So now you've got basically a bunch of different sales, the different things that are going on. All right, let's see here. Should I go into the? Oh, all right. Oh, hey, check this out. Okay, there's stuff. Ready? There's some stuff. All right. So the new store is gonna be cool. We'll talk about that in a second as well, and I'll go through it live, in with you here. There is a Captain America 75th anniversary tasks with the completion reward as the 1901 version of Captain America.
Awesome.
So he's a task covert ops character, basically. Reduced dialogue and combat waves in the initial tutorials. So okay. I don't know if that matters if you're already past those. And added a just-in-time tutorial to assist with hero research. All right, we'll find out what that means.
Yeah, we'll figure out that.
Added refunds for spent energy on combat crashes. So if you have a crash, you'll get your energy back.
Look at that. That is beautiful.
Preparations for PvP Tournament 7 with the Vibranium rank reward is Deathlock. We knew about that. Redesign the power cell stores for speed and usability and rework the energy purchase options. We have some character changes. Falcon. Red Wing now properly inherits the ISO 8 perks related to targeting. So if you had ISO 8 on Falcon, those now apply to Red Wing as well.
Nice.
General hero updates. Reduce damage for attacks that use ammo, so your Rocket Raccoon probably will deal out less damage, as will Agent 13, and I'm trying to think of who else is ones you really got to worry about. Probably some of the Iron Man ones. Increased damage and reduced speed for attacks labeled extremely fast. So they're slowing down the extremely fast attacks.
Now, a lot of this isn't in the preview. This is actually what you're getting in the actual patch right now.
This is right what I'm reading in the actual patch. Okay. System improvements, optimized hero profile tabs for speed, general performance improvements across devices, and fixed various crashes and errors. Transmission complete. All right, let's take a look at the brand new store. Going in there, and it opens fairly quickly. So now there's a thing called a weekly special, and it's 7 days, nice. 0 hours to do this. And it is 95 gold for 10 red power cells, so the ability point power cells.
And that's the special for this week.
Right. So you've got four tabs across the top. Your first tab with a star are your specials. Your other... interesting. Your other daily special is, in this case, is 25 unstable ISO 8s for 12 gold. So, and it looks like it is the top one, but it's a new one that looks like it's better than the typical ISO 8 canister, juice canisters.
Yes.
But it's rainbow colored.
Interesting.
And it's got like the a little sidecar extra canister on the side. So it's like a bigger one. I've got 63 gold. I'm going to go ahead and buy one of these. Let's go and buy one of these.
How much gold was it?
12 gold.
12.
Purchase confirmed. All right. Yep. And you can only buy one of those a day. So this is now unavailable for the next 9 hours and 8 minutes. So I'm not going to be able to buy another one.
What does it give you?
25 daily unstable isoates or 25.
Holy cow, that's awesome.
So let's take a look at these. Oh, and now this is cool. At the very bottom, it shows you what cells you have to open, I believe. And then you've got the open cells icon with the exclamation point to show you that it is oh, here we go. Renewable. Oh, okay. Those are for your, those tell you when your next renewable cells are going to be. So the green one is ready in 9 hours, 7 minutes. The quick charge cell is going to be available in 1 hour, 42 minutes. Okay. So now I can go, and it's funny, open cells, isoate crystals. Oh, and I can now open one or open eight all at once. So now you have the ability, if you've got multiple power cells.
So
there's a button.
Anybody ever doubted that they listen. Just say it.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
That is fantastic.
So, I am trying to see though how I open. Let's open. See, I don't want to open crystal ones if I don't have to because I'm so full of crystals. Let's do one of them though. All right. So I got. Oh, interesting. All right. So. Does the same thing that you've seen before with opening the crystals. But here's a little extra deal on the bottom corner. So I got an indomitable ISO-8 shard, 3 stars, red, with the indomitable, the shield, basically. On the bottom right corner now of that icon, so when you're opening power cells, there's a little icon that says X1. So I'm thinking that you might get some power cells, shard power cells, that contain more than one shard. So you might get x2, x3.
Interesting.
Whatever.
Cool.
Yeah. Oh, holy cow. We have a problem here. I'm going to hold this up to the thing. This is interesting. You'll be able to see this in a second, but the... I get my microphones in the way. So it is TF title, and then I have a big box that says caption 1, a big box that says caption 2, and then for tip, this is the best part of it, in the bottom right corner for tip, it says tip, tips, tips, tips. So this is apparently a template screen that got...
Accidentally included.
That's
awesome.
I'm going to quit and relaunch the app and see if that...
And for everybody interested in actually seeing it on Twitch later about 7 p.m. Eastern, Kurt Stable will be streaming this live on his Twitch channel tonight. So you can watch him go through the patch and just as if it's describing it, you can see it and see what he thinks of it. So there is that.
All right. So let me go back to the store here. So the Superior Cell, still 25 gold, gets you... the power cell that's got a character in it. The crystal cell, same kind of thing, 5 gold for one crystal cell. That's new, and that seems pricey to me, but okay. And then you've got a resources tab, and this is where you still have 50 gold for 1,000 ability points, 15 gold for experimental crystals, experimental crystals. Excuse me. 20 gold for 10,000 silver. Those unstable isoate boosts, again, 15 or 30 of them for $7.99. I don't know why. The icon is identical. So you've got 30 unstable isoate canisters and 15 unstable isoate receptacles, but the icons look exactly the same.
What's a receptacle versus a canister? I mean, I could tell you what it was in real life, but what's it supposed to be in the game?
Well, those are the isoate juice canisters.
Yeah, well, you said one's called receptacle, one's called...
Yeah, and they look identical, so one holds more. We'll get when we go to the Heroes page, I'll be able to look at those.
Okay.
You can buy an archive key, Spec Ops archive key, for $10 or $9.99.
All right.
So you can buy those. $4.99 gets you a progression pack, which has two of the level 10 solitaires, a bunch of the research materials, 24 survey markers, five ability point cells, and 2,000 silver.
Okay.
35 gold gets you that same progression pack. So it's either 35 gold or $5. And then they've got those other two progression packs, kind of like what we saw, where you've got all the level 20s and five hero canisters for $20, and a bunch of level 30s with 1,000 ability points and 25,000 silver for $15.
Still, they're allowing you to buy some of this stuff with gold. So I can buy a progression pack with gold. That's pretty amazing.
Right.
That's awesome.
And then you've got your crate of gold, shipment of gold, cache of gold, stockpile, vault, et cetera. Those are all the same as well. All right, let's go to the hero screen, the hero tab, or the hero page, and let's take a look at these. So let's say I'm going to level up one of my people here so I can use some of these new canisters. Oh, already I'm noticing this thing moves so much smoother and faster. That's cool. All right, I'm really wanting to get Age of Ultron Hawkeye up to speed, so I'm going to empower him. And here we go. Now I have 47 of these big goo canisters. And yeah, it moves it up a little bit. I've got him up to level 29, a few taps more. It's going to use all these to get up. Well, pretty close anyway. So now I've got Age of Ultron Hawkeye up to level 30. Cost me 8,000 silver and 27 of these new canisters. But he was already at like 27, so...
That's pretty good though for
pretty good.
The high end. I mean, once you get past 25, it does take a lot longer to level up.
It does.
So you jumped up three levels. That's pretty cool.
Right. And now I've got Age of Ultron Hawkeye up to level 30, and I can start doing his big drop the bomb bonus attack and apply a bunch of stuff in that. Maybe even start using him in PvP because I see a lot of them. Okay, what else do we want to take a look at? Tasks. Let's see if the Captain America stuff is not available in here yet. Nope, just got Captain America Civil War and the Ant-Man stuff. I've got my daily tasks in here. No changes there. So that doesn't look like it's changed. Missions.
Would you think it'll be under Spec Ops, perhaps? I mean, it's more like a covert
It is. Yeah, it's not listed under Spec Ops. Chapter 5 Classified is coming soon. No changes there. Let's look at what else do we have. Let's look at the other missions. Spec Ops, resume scouting. Nothing else for Captain America there. Just for grins, let's look and see if maybe it's a scouting mission for Captain America. Nope, no change to the scouting mission appearance either. Inventory.
And Kurt Stable says the cap stuff's not supposed to drop until the 30th at the earliest.
Oh, that's right. That's the Thursday thing they were talking about on the thing. So, yeah, that makes sense. All right, so pretty cool, those changes. Let's do a battle, and let's check out autoplay.
Oh, that's right. Can you autoplay PvP? I know it's called one shot. You're dead.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
I've got beer. I can cry into it. It's okay.
All right. So I've got a Sinister Syndicate battle, a level 25 battle. Oh, an inventory limit exceeded. Yeah, because I need to get rid of some ISO 8s. That's all right. I've got those two silly ones down there. All right. Back to it. Prepare my strike team. I'm using my Iron Fist Wasp and teaming up with somebody's Angela. And fight! All right, so let's take a look at this. Taking a while to load the fight.
I'm excited about autoplay. It'll help me grind this game a little bit more.
No kidding, right?
Absolutely. I mean, it might bump the Walking Dead game off the map. Just because hey, when you have to grind by hand, it's just like, all right, I got to do this. But when I can hit autoplay, you know, it's much better.
Yep. All right. So there's my new set of icons up top. God, they're almost seem, Well, you know what? For people who play this on their phones, I guess they have to be that big. So first, looking at the audio settings, I've got music and audio off. Stop at boss is off. Stop at a hero KO is off. Skip dialogues if mission complete is on. Combat cameras is on. We'll try turning that off in a minute. And let's go ahead and autoplay. So here's the autoplay. And I'll hold this up again so you guys can see. But basically, they're just basically going through and fighting. And I don't care. I don't have to watch. I don't have to do anything. Although this is an interesting one because this is a mission that I haven't completed yet. Oh, autoplay, I guess. It's just the talk. You don't have to worry about that with mission complete. I'm going to turn the speed up. Let's see how fast double speed goes. Oh, Wasp is just flying, attacking. Wave 4. Bunch of Ultrons drop. Zoom, 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 zoom. Wasp is going to wipe all three of them out, or two of the three of them out, and Iron Fist finishes the job. And then wave 5.
Wow, you're at wave 5 already. That's fast.
Yeah. Yep. And there we go, victory. So that's 5 waves, and I didn't turn on speed until about halfway through. Now I'm going to try autoplay off, but
leave the speed,
speed
on.
Yeah, okay. Leave the speed on, and let's see what happens here. So I think, I'm guessing that autoplay is still going to be one of those things where at the start of each mission, no, it autoplay stays on. It is a static, so you can just autoplay your way through all of it. Let me rephrase that. So when you start the battle, mm-hmm. autoplay retains whatever the last setting was. So if autoplay was on,
it'll automatically
start the fight. Yeah. All right. So I'm gonna. Oops. Dang it. Didn't want to do that. There we go. All right. So I'm gonna. I turned off autoplay, but I left the speed going, and sure enough, it is flying.
Nice.
All right. Okay. That's pretty dang cool. All right, I'm going to turn off combat cameras. And I'm trying to remember, like, one of the ones. I guess Iron Fist's Chi Blast is one where you'd kind of turn and see it.
Or if you do the fourth maneuver where the camera comes around
right,
and looks at your people.
Recharge, yep.
That's still got to do that, though, don't you think? Because you still have to tap your person.
Have to tap your person, but yeah, it doesn't spin around to focus on that person. So your fourth ability, you're right. That's okay. The one where it almost always would turn and look at the character, mm-hmm. and now it didn't. So the camera just stays put, hangs out over in the corner, and you're still looking at it from that angle. Very cool.
Nice.
I'm leaving autoplay on while we talk here.
Of course you are.
Yeah, this is so nice. This is really cool.
Now, you know, my question once I update is going to be, can I actually play PvP? Because it is. It's a big deal to me. And mm-hmm. you know, I'm harassing them about it a little bit. But, you know, maybe this other stuff will help me grind and get my 4 stars. And we'll go from there. We'll see what happens.
Let's see how I do with the PvP match, because I am right on that. I'm at the top of 9. And, you know, been having some problems. Let's do a PvP fight. I'm going against somebody with Moon Knight, original Hawkeye, and original Iron Man. So Marvel now Hawkeye, Marvel now Iron Man, and Moon Knight. Autoplay is still on. That's interesting.
Interesting.
You can leave autoplay on for PvP. I don't think you want to, but you can, and that's an option. So, wow, my team is making quick work of this other team. Iron Man's down. Moon Knight has just a sliver left. And
so, are you auto? Did you leave autoplay on, or did you take over?
No, I turned it off, and I took over. But yeah, I'm about to wipe out their Hawkeye. So, boom, and Hawkeye's down. PvP is over. I love the fact that you can have the double speed in PvP. Because this will make it a lot quicker to like bust out a few PvP matches.
Yeah,
you can just zip right through them. And I ranked up to 8. That seemed like a much easier battle than what I was facing before. So who knows? Maybe there were some changes to PvP. Maybe the fact that Hawkeye was using an ammo attack and didn't do as much damage to me as before. It could be something to do with it. So. Yeah. Very interesting. It'll be interesting to leave autoplay on for PvP at the start of the next PvP season.
Right. When it does.
I don't think I want
to
do it. Yeah, I don't think I want to do it while I'm leveling now because I need that those extra nuances. What else? Bug fixes, optimization, stability. I think that's it. And then just talk about Deathlok.
Yeah.
He's a blaster. He's a one-star character. A lot of AoE attacks on Deathlok. So there you go.
Yeah, it's gonna be interesting. I'm not a huge fan of Deathlok, just in general. I haven't played him in this game, but in the other game, he's okay. Mm-hmm. And in the comics, I don't know, he just never struck me. Even in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., sure. I liked the actor, but I didn't really care for the character.
Sure, makes sense.
But yeah, he makes sense to bring him into the game. You know, except unless you're going to bring Deadpool, why wouldn't you bring Deadpool? Bring Deadpool.
Right,
that's what
right.
I want. So
I love this. So I'm opening two canisters at once now. Cool. So it shows you all the canisters in a little screen and then shows you them getting converted to 50 ability points if you already have them.
Nice.
So when you do one of those, it's like, here's all that. Would be nice if in the crystal screen, it allows you to sell them right then and there and not have to get them in your inventory. Right. So you open your crystals and it's like, nope, these are the four I want to sell.
That's cool.
Would that be great?
Yeah, that'd be great.
So I opened three, yep, and got those.
We do have a slight bug to report already. Kurtzable is on Windows 10. Trying to do it. He's unable to start any mission in Windows 10 right now, but he can do PvP, but not chapters.
Right.
After that update came through.
Yeah.
So.
Bummer.
He might not be streaming in an hour. Because I imagine that's how he streams is off of XSplit, off of his PC
off
or whatever.
Off his Windows machine. Yeah, probably. Cool. It looks like when you open the crystals, it sorts them. Maybe not. Because it put all of the level 2 crystals at the bottom and all the level 1 crystals at the top. So maybe it did sort them, but interesting. In any case, that's I really like it. I like that new store. I like the new autoplay. This is good.
Cool. We'll definitely have to see how it plays out, but it sounds promising, and I'm very eager to get to my tablet and update it and see what happens. Actually, I'm going to reverse this. I will take on Commander CK7. So here's what we have today. We've got an email to read. Commander CK7 is really good about getting those in each week. Mm-hmm. But then I put out earlier this weekend, I put out on Twitter that I said, hey, I'm still having troubles with PvP. I just can't seem to win very much at all. Is anybody else having troubles? And we got some feedback from Twitter as well, which we'll read here in a second. So Commander CK7 says, hello, Private CK7 here. Wait, Private? Constrictor and Taskmaster were right, grumbles. Yeah, I think I got demoted. Not getting my normal paycheck anymore. Now just 3 gold a day. I think S.H.I.E.L.D. may be having cutbacks. Well, that is something to mention, is the gold is changed up on your dailies as well. Mm-hmm. And the silver farming doesn't produce thousands and thousands of silver anymore. It produces like hundreds of silver.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah, I paid attention to that this Saturday. I finally got, it's Saturday, I can farm. And I got 300 and something X silver. I was like, maybe it'll like super multiply. And then my spin got me 1,000 something silver. I got a grand total of like 1,500 silver. Like, what?
Oh,
okay.
No.
Okay, and I did it again. And like, but it's still free silver, but it's not the 3 to 12 grand that you could have gotten before. It's a lot less. So what is happening is that any player that has level 30 commanders teamed up against other level 30s, no matter if your heroes are all level 5s and the opponent is level 30. You can see this because every hero is level 30 and, for example, plus 19, meaning 30 minus 19 equals hero level 11. For mine, it is 30 plus 12, which is 30 minus 12 equals 18, which is my current level PvP heroes. It is either you get one-shotted or you one-shot. Not many times do I have a real fight. Okay, so you start off a little unclear, but I think I understand what he's saying here.
Yeah, I'm not understanding it, so help me out.
I don't understand how you get the numbers, But okay. he's saying in PvP, you're getting your commander level match. So it's not that, but you've got 3-4-star heroes and you're going up against 4-star heroes. You're level 30 commander going up against another level 30 commander. So I might have, you know, three-star heroes plus level, they're all level 30s, but I might be going up against 4-star heroes that just slaughter me because my commander level is the same.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So what's the, but we don't know what these numbers mean. So.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm not sure how he got the numbers. He might go on later to talk about it, but just to reiterate what he's saying is you can see this because every hero is level 30, and for example, a parentheses plus 19, meaning 30 minus 19 equals hero level 11. So I'm not sure he got it, but it sounds like it's a balancing thing where it will say your hero is level 30, even though your hero is only level 11.
Okay.
So, but it says either you get one shot or you one shot, which has been kind of my experience. Spider-Woman, Star-Lord, and AOU Thor are my first level 19s. It's 30 for a chance at a character. You could just get a 3-star ability, maybe even for someone you don't own.
Right. So 30 energy.
I think he was talking and writing at the same time, and we're getting half the conversation here.
I think so, maybe. Yeah.
Just recently bought Drax. Bought. I am no item to be purchased. I am the destroyer. Well, you kind of are since this is a game. This is no game. Sigh, never mind. So 1800s Captain America. Interesting. Like American Knight in MAA1, I wonder if we might be getting a whole bunch of Captain Americas in MAA1 and 2. Last June, we got Ultimate and Superior, which kicked off Spider-Verse. Not for MAA2, though, because, well, it didn't exist yet. Might be something similar here. I'd love to see U.S. Agent and American Dream at least. Mm-hmm. Weekly question, you know, to go with the three other caps that we already have in the game.
Right, I know.
But, you know, I like how they're doing alts. I do. It's an actual different character, and you can play them side by side. It's a really cool concept. I can't really pick at it. Just where's Deadpool? Weekly question, in honor of the celebration and, you know, 4th of July, what Captain America-related character would you like to see in MAA2 or 1, I guess, that we don't have? Punisher Cap would be interesting. Was there ever a Punisher Cap in any verse?
Not that I know of. Punisher Captain America.
That'd be kind of interesting. It's a very oxymoron. It's like two sides of the different coins.
Kind of, right.
And Agent Carter, Peggy, might have more moveset potential than her niece by using stuff from the show. Of course, I'd rather have Citizen V as a 4th of July surprise, but that isn't ever happening. Well, looks like it's time to Charging Star.
Citizen 5,
I think. Out of here. Citizen 5. That could be, yeah, Citizen 5.
Yeah.
So anyway, you're good. I don't know what Citizen 5 or Citizen V is. So.
Mm-hmm. USA Agent would be the one I was thinking of. Is that I don't know why, you know, USA Agent hasn't been added to the game any sort of, Independence Day or Flag Day or anything like that. Seems like an obvious choice instead of giving us yet another Captain America. But
how about with 4th of July being our celebration of our independence from England, and with Brexit going on, we get MAA, or Union Jack, rather. Get Union Jack in the game. How about that?
Right, yeah.
That'd be fun.
That'd be great. And about halfway through the battle, he just leaves.
Patriot would be awesome, Anna Deer says. Punisher, a good Punisher would be a lot of fun in the game.
The Winter Soldier version of Captain America would be cool.
Is that Nomad, or is that just the other? It was after Cap died and Bucky took over.
It was after Cap died and Bucky took over, and I'm trying to remember. Did he have a different name for a while?
No, I think he was Captain America, because it was the whole thing about carrying on the icon, and he wasn't sure he could even fill his shoes, and, like, it doesn't matter.
And he has the digital shield, and, right.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, yeah, I like Nomad. I'd like to see Nomad. Mm-hmm. That'd be fun as well. All right. Well, sir, you get to handle the feedback from the community on the Twitter. Yeah.
Cool. All right. So from Twitter, these were responses to the PvP difficulty question. Kurt at Twitter, his Twitter handle is @VO by Kurt. from the helicarrier. It's definitely tougher, but I'm making progress. I'm presuming it's just getting more competitive. Jonathan Wyatt, whose Twitter handle is jwyatt469, says, I lost more attacks in the first 3 days after the patch than I lost in the previous five seasons, so I quit even trying. He follows up with another tweet. Can't even buy the ISO to level characters now because they jump from 200 to 3,000 each. They were determined to ruin it. Yeah. Well, now you've got another option with gold. It's possible.
No, it's with gold. But, no, it was silver, wasn't it? Yeah.
It was silver before. So now with gold, you get, you know, you get 8 top level or 25 top level ones.
Yeah. And you're giving me a reason to spend gold, Plato. And I appreciate you for that.
Yes. Right. You know,
for sure. Because it's been stockpiling and I'm ready to have some. Purchase some fun.
Exactly. Buy some fun. and then Enzo Pentagelli, who is at Twitter handle, Enzo Pentagelli, says, it does feel uneven at first, but once you start winning, there is no force who can stop you.
Except running out of energy.
Except then running resets out of energy. That, yeah. Right. Exactly. So, yeah, my second battle is a win as well. I didn't use autoplay for that one either, but I'm now one pip into level 8. I'm going to try and, you know, we've got a couple days, 2 days, 20 hours. I'm going to try and get to S by then. This one was a tougher one because the first week you couldn't really do PvP because it was broken. You had to restart after every battle. So if there was ever a time for Playdom to say, we're going to extend PvP a week, it seems like this would be the time to do it.
I agree.
Yeah,
I agree.
So, there you go.
Well, I look forward to playing. We'll definitely have more to report. If anything really flips out, you know, I'll tell you what. Because you've heard me complain about my PvP experience, I'll play. I'll get it updated tonight. I'll play tonight. Tomorrow is Wednesday. By Thursday, I'll drop a little podcast nugget on everybody to say what the – that'll be right towards the end of the tournament. But it'll let you know how I fared and what my extended experience was after the patch. And, you know, hopefully I'll have a positive thing to report on it. So I'll try to follow up with that on Thursday.
Yeah, and when you get that, when you're about to record that, let me know. I will shoot you a text and let you know where I'm at so you can report on my PvP as well.
Absolutely. I will do that. So while you get your voice effects ready to go, sir, I'd like to remind everybody we are over on Facebook.com/ From the Helicarrier. You can check out all the news. We got to help break the story this week about the Cap 75 stuff coming. And that's a lot of fun. You can find us on Twitter at FT Helicarrier. And sometimes when you get mad at us, you can change what the F means. But at FD Helicarrier is that. And, of course, you can email us from thehelicarrier@gmail.com.
And with that, another deuce is in the can. Well, I hear you screaming, but no.